Okay, there are these marmakomas are all in sync with one shmuz, and I believe that each of the marmakomas on the top half of the page are necessary. It's like one puzzle. So just to begin, the beginning of the parsha, Kisei Tzei L'Mechama Levecha, when you're at war, Nisanu Hashem Lokecha B'yodecha B'shevisa Shivyo, when you, Hashem gave you captives, for Isa B'shivya Eishis Yifas Toar, and amongst the captives, you have this Eishis Yifas Toar, this beautiful Isha, B'chashachta B'av L'kachta L'chala Isha, and he desired her and wants to take her for a wife. So there's a whole procedure. I presume this could be, even if she's not Jewish. I didn't do all the research, but I don't even think she has to be Jewish. But of course she's not Jewish, because otherwise what's the Shiloh? So the Torah says, I didn't bring down these psukim, but in order to make her mutter to marry, you have to take her into your house and shave her head and grow her fingernails and you had to dress her in unflattering clothing. And then she cries for a month. She cries because she misses her family. And the whole idea is to make her mechur, to make her ma'os to him. But at that point, if he wants to marry her, he can marry her. So Rashi says, the first Rashi here, Lo dibra Torah ela keneged yetzahara. The Torah was making an allowance for the yetzahara. Shemena Kodesh Baruch Hu Matira. If Hashem is not going to permit this yetzahara, Yisa'ena be'iser, then he'll marry her with the iser. He wouldn't be able to control himself. But the Torah warns, Avalim Nasa, but if he does marry her, which is allowed, it's true, there's an allowance, if he does marry her, Sofo Lios Sona. In the end, he'll come to hate her. Shenemar Achra, because it says afterwards, Ki Siena Leish, and that's the next pasuk. I would have made copies if I wasn't afraid it would go. People get nervous when you have to put something on the page 2 of Marmakoma, so I had to be careful. So right after this whole parsha, Eishes Yifas Toar, the pasuk says, Ki siena le'ish de noshim, ha'achas ahuv v'achas nua. If a person has two wives, so one he loves, one he hates. So, and then they each have a son. So the Torah says that the son who's oldest, the elder son of the snua, you can't like give double portion to the bechor of the one you like. You have to, whoever's older is older. So if the older one is the ben snua, the one that you hate, the son of the one that you hate, then he's the bechor. And so that's a raya that Rashi says that in the end you're going to hate her. And that's when the Torah says you'll have two wives, one you like, one you don't like. The one you don't like is this lady you're still married to, this Eishes Yifas Toar. L'kach nismachu parshios halalu. That's why these parshios are put next to each other. Okay, then you take a look at the Dasa Kenim. That's why all these parshios all these sugyas, are put next to each other. Lomar lecha avera goreset avera, to teach you that one avera causes another avera. Delefi sheyikach yifas toar, because he took this eshes yifas toar, tiyena lo shtei noshim, he's going to have two wives, umariva besoch beso. It sounds like that the first avera was he took this eshes yifas toar. I mean, there's no shaila, there's no question that the Torah did not want you to take this eshes yifas toar. They kemat did everything possible to get you not to take her, but they weren't going to aser it. So, but he still took her. So that's the first avera. The next avera that he has ends up tiyera lo shtei nashim. He has two wives. It sounds like they call that avera. Umariva besoch beso. I don't know if you read it with a comma, without a comma. They'll have two wives. Umariva besoch beso. So like, that's almost like you're bringing contempt, you bring hostility, you're bringing a lack of shalom bayis into your house. That's an avera. V'lo od. And not only that, not only the you have a, what of a disaccord, ela shetis nohachas. You're going to hate one of them. That's also avera. You're going to have machlokas, and I guess you can have machlokas without hating the person. You just have machlokas. It could be that a lot of people have machlokas that they don't hate the person. It could be marriages like that also. You have machlokas, doesn't mean you hate them. But not only do you have machlokas, but you could also hate them. So you see, you could be happily married and have a machlokas. That's not the shmuz. So, umaksiv achrav, what did it say afterwards? Kiye le'ish ben soramara. Okay, I couldn't make so many copies. It'll be too long, but that's the next parsha. After it says about the Bechor, ki yeh le'ish ben soramara, the person has a ben soramara, a child, a wayward son, who doesn't listen to his parents. They take him to Bezdin, they stone him, whatever. So, the Das Zekadim says that the next step, ki yeh le'ish ben soramara, Shekem Matzina B'David. We see this happened to David. Shalafish Lokach Bas Talmi Mela Gashur B'Teis L'Machama. David evidently, it seems like he engaged in this Eishes Yifas Toar. Yotzi Menu Avshalom Shabikesh Lahargo. So from that marriage came Avshalom, who attempted to kill him. The Shachav of Nashav, and he Avshalom lived with David's wives. While Yado Nergu Kama Rivos Miyisrael, and many thousands of Yidden died because of that. Umaksiv Achrav, what happened next? Again, next parsha. It says, by Sheni, V'chiyye be'ish chet mishpas moves v'humus v'tzalisa lo ala eitz, osa ala eitz. And you have a fellow who committed a sin that he's chayav misa for, so you have to hang him. Yes, he gets hung. So he writes that's next. Umaksiv Achrav, v'chiyye be'ish chet mishpas moves. Eminotzel mizeh lo inotzel mizeh. Even if he's saved from one of these things, the next thing's going to happen. He can't avoid it. Hari avera goreset avera. So you hear you have the whole cycle that he did this one avera, and from this one avera, which isn't who am I to say what level avera it is, but it was a level avera that was not usser. It was a level avera that was mutter. And yet, it just from that came that he'll bring two wives and meriva, disaccord. He'll have machlokas in his house. He brought that on himself. And from that came that he'll hate her. So next step. And from that he's going to have a bensora mora. And from that he's going to end up doing a chet that he's b'chayiv misa for. He'll have to be hung. So all these things are, I guess, consequences and told us of the original act of marrying this Eishes Shifas Torah. So maybe that's a shtickle, he did one thing and had no intent. It was obviously a Yetzihar that was, the Rabbono Shalom considered it so great that he couldn't even control himself. But once he did this act. He should have tried to control himself. He couldn't. He can't even call it, a full-fledged avera, a little bit of avera. But you see how it's spun out of control. So I guess that might be some kind of dehera that, you have to be very careful of what we do. We want to make sure that even the things that are not technically usser, it's mutter, but maybe it's not something we should do. Who knows, what will happen? I was talking to the guys. I met a Rav last night. I like telling over the story, but it happened with this Rav, and I've been telling over the story for 10 years, and I never haven't seen him in a long time, but I just want to remind myself if I'm telling the story over right. He says, yeah, Rabbi, you're saying it over exactly right. He confirmed last night, but I told over the story here recently that there was this boy who we found out on a Sunday morning. This Rav came to the yeshiva and said, I have to tell him his mother's gerus was no good from 15 years ago. And the family sent him to tell the boy. So I'm saying again, I can't remember who I said it in front of. And he went to tell them, and I said, let me get out of here. You can use my office, but I'm going to share. I don't want to be here when he finds out. So when I was speaking to some of the guys, one guy told me that, wow, that's his secret fantasy. You find out you're not Jewish, Okay, I'll become Jewish. Just give me a day or a week or a month, It's going to go party for a month. You have no restrictions. Take 613 minus 7. That's maybe more doable, people think. So I left for Shir. I came back an hour and 5 minutes later. I see the Rovers in my office. I said, you still can't bring yourself to do it. He says, no, I spoke to him. Well, you just finished and you're going. He said, no, let me tell you what happened. I spoke to him. He told me, what do you have to do to become Jewish? So you have to do a toughest dam bris, and you got to go to the mikveh. So he said, what's the toughest dam bris? It takes a second, and then you go to the mikveh. So he said, okay, let's do it. So I right there in your office, I did the toughest dam bris. I went to the mikveh with him. We went right here to the mikveh. He was back in Shir less than 45 minutes later. So a remarkable story. So then one of the, I'm sorry, I don't remember who I was speaking with, who told me this, and he said that they know someone who this happened to, and the person took a 30-day hiatus, but he never came back. He said he's taking a 30-day hiatus. So did he do anything wrong? Technically it's mutter. Take a hiatus. So I know sometimes we, tell ourselves we need a break, and we do. And you do need to break, but you have to think through even the things that are mutter, but what's going to be the concept, what's going to be the effect on you? You have to think it through. How will that affect you? It's mutter, but should I do that? Maybe I should do something else. Because this fellow did Eishes Shifas Torah, it's Chorah Mutter. Can't have tainas on me, I did it, but look what happened. His life, changed. From that, he, got into house of Machlokas, Avera, two, and then he ended up hating her as Avera number three, and ended up bringing up a Ben Sora Murrah. Sounds like it's like his fault that he was a Ben Sora Murrah, okay, somehow, that. I didn't offer any Hezbollah in that, nor does the Dasakenim, but Avera number four, and from that he ends up doing Avera, so he's Chayav Misa, Avera number five, and then he's hung. So I guess it ends there. But it's sad, very sad. And what could have been, if he just would have pushed himself a little bit more to get past this one Nisayan, his life would have been totally different. So, just from that, there's a lot of inspiration, but I just wanted to bring out these next two Mar Makomas, 4, 5, and 6. 6 is 7. 6 is 7. Aviezer has just explained the Aviezer. So this is back in Shoftim. It says, "V'yaswa shot l'dabra la'am v'armu mi'a ish hayare v'rach alevav." When they were trying to draft everyone to war, so they're very careful on the draft and who's allowed to enlist. And they say if anyone's is fearful and soft-hearted, he has to go back home. Lo yimas es levav echav kavavo. He shouldn't, scare off all of his brothers like he is. So we don't want him. He's too scared. He's a chicken. He's a chicken. Now, what's he scared of? So the Chazal say, look at the Archaim. Rabbi Senu Zal Amru. Ze hayorem me'avera shabiyadu. He is fearful of the averis that he has. That's why he's scared. Not just tamoy, war. You know? He's scared of his averis. Pirish al derech omro. Pachad. Pachado b'tzion chatoem. Pasuk in Yeshaya. Shekol mi sheyesh b'yado averis. Whoever has averis. Libo yorei v'chorad mi'atzmo. His heart is very afraid and he trembles. Va'afil eni yodea sheyesh b'yado averis. Even if he doesn't know he has averus. The guy sits down, Erev Rosh Hashanah, he wants to make a cheshbon nefesh. Okay, now let me see. On the right side of the page, I have all my attributes, and left side of the page, I want averus. I can't think of any averus. That's pretty good, right? So, ha-pachad ha-nichnas b'vavo b'melchama todiyu. The pachad enters his house, through melchama, he'll become known, ki yesh b'yadu averus. He doesn't know what the avera is, but the fact that he's scared is the raya that their averis. The avera enters his heart. The fear of the avera enters his heart. Ravasenu zal shiro ha'ovon sheinas libo ha'pachad miyotro. That the Chazal tell us that a sin that brings into your heart fear, shafilu ein biyadu ela shadibra ben yitzhtabach liyotzer, even if the worst avera that he did was that he spoke between Yishtabach and Yotzer Ar. And okay, we don't talk, you know, at all after Baruch Shomar, but there are some heterim to speak certain things between Yishtabach and Yotzer Ar, because you finished the bracha of Pesuk Dezimra, and you didn't start yet the bracha of Yotzer Ar, so there are, you know, some heterim there, some shul say Shir Amalos then, you know, like this. It's more kal. Vatam, what's the reason? Ken Niklas L'Machama, someone who goes to war, tzarech lasis lo nes, li notzel micherev oyev. You have to have a nes happen to save you. There's bullets flying all over, and to be saved from that, you need miracles. V'kol shebiyado mibchinas hara, anyone who has on him something bad, they have something on him, ain't a roy l'nes, he's not roy for nes. U'mazolo yafchidu, so he has reason, his mazel makes him afraid, because he won't be saved. So, and even if the avera is the avera ben yishtab that he spoke, ben yishtabach liyotzer, and this is the guy who we're talking about. He says to the Mechama, we're talking about this guy. So we're not just talking about some, you know, enlisted Joe who's coming to war. This guy passed through a very, very careful screening process that he didn't even speak between Yishtabach and Yotzer Ar. You know, if the yeshiva would have that screening process, you know, I don't know if we have anyone in yeshiva. You know, you imagine that would be the application process. Have you ever, you know, done any averus that, you know, are as serious as speaking between Yishtabach and Yotzer Ar? You know, so this guy has no fear. You know, the bullets are flying and a nace will have to happen to save you. So, and they were assured, they have bitachon, this is a mechamas, they say it's mechamas rishus, mechamas mitzah, everyone goes, but mechamas rishus, they ask these questions on the when you enlist, and this guy passed. And he's, nothing to worry about. And this is the fellow who has this Eish Yishifas Torah. Like, you think that he's a Tzadik Yisod Olam. He's like on the level of a Tana. He didn't perform, no Averis. And yet, even in such a person who plummets, you see, once you go onto that track, once you take that plunge, very few people could turn it around. I don't think it means that, oh, if a tzaddik can't do it, what should I do it? I think the pshat is that, you know, you're going down a slippery slope. Once you're going down, you're down. You're going on a slide, and can't reverse it. Even great people can't reverse it. So the whole idea is that to think through before we take any action. To think through, what is the achris hadavar here? What's going to come out from this? Am I going to get myself into a bad habit? Is this going to be the beginning of avera gereres avera? And I could see this person here feeling rather smug. You know, guy never did an avera in his life. And theoretically, this act is also not an avera. But he didn't think through. Maybe this act's not technically an avera, but what will this lead to? And how he thought that through, maybe that would have given the chizik to abstain. That's nachachidish, that even such a person. But wait till you see this Ibn Ezra. It blew my mind. Ki hu reishis ono. The pasuk says, going back to the parsha of this bechor, it says he has the snua and the ahuva. He has these two women. And the pasuk says, "Ki es abchor ben asnua yakir lases lo pishnayim b'chol ashei motzilo." The bechor of the ben snua, he's the elder of the two, and no favoritism. You cannot give him the ben ahuva, the firstborn rights, and give him double. Why not? Ki hu reishis ono lo mishpat abchora, because he's reishis ono. He's this ben. From this Eishes Yifas Toar was your first. Now take a look, what does Reishis Ono mean? So look at this Ibn Ezra, Ki Reishis Ono, Hanoda Imayosha Yidaber. That's known to be the righteous, the Pasuk is speaking, V'kol Yisrael B'cheskas Yisharim. Yeah, I wasn't quite sure. And all Yisrael is presumed to be Yesharim. The Aviezer, and explain the Ibn Ezra, Hanoda Mayashar Yadaber, Ki Yaakov Avinu, Hispor al Alatzmo, Yaakov Avinu praised himself, Lomar, Kochi Vereshisoni. Velo Kol Adam Zocha. Not everyone is Zocha to this. Pasuk Medaber, Im Yishrei Derech, Yesharim Bilibosam. And the Pasuk is speaking about such a person. So what is this? So he quotes Mem Tes Gimel. You open up to Mem Tes Gimel. And this is by the Birchas Yaakov. Ruvain Bechori Ata Kochi Vereshis Oni. Ruvain, you are my Bechor. Kochi Vereshis Oni. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Reishis Oni, Hitipa Rishono Shalo, is the first drop, Shalo Ra Keri B'Yavav, that Yaakov never saw Keri, not Be'ones, not Be'mezid, not Be'shogig, not one drop of Keri was seen. And Yaakov Avinu, can you imagine? Yaakov Avinu was very, very proud of this. Okay, now, the hair, what is going on here? Here you have this fellow that we're speaking about who never did Navera. Didn't even speak between Yishtabach and Yotzor. And additionally, this fellow is on the Madriga of Yaakov Avinu. On something that Yaakov Avinu felt was a praise for Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu felt that there was not one bittel zera for Yaakov Avinu, and he was mispar b'kach, not even ba'onis. He was praising himself. He said it, mamish pasuk in the Torah. Ruvein b'choriyata kochi b'reishis oni. He's praising himself. And this is the fellow who is going out to war, this tzaddik. And one would think if he, is that accidental? We are understanding that this is not an accidental, oh, you know, it just occurred to me, you know. You know, like someone says, you know, do you ever, someone comes to me, you ever smoke marijuana? So, no, I never smoked marijuana, but I wouldn't put it out there. That, you know, I just want to tell you, I'm very proud of this, I never smoked marijuana. Yeah, I don't know if I would even think to say that. Like, I don't think I ever had the nisayon to smoke marijuana. I didn't have a nisayon. One time I took one puff, but I didn't inhale. Not joking. One time I took a puff of a cigarette only because I thought that, like, you know, like, when I don't remember where, but one time I was like, you have to taste it. One time I smoked a puff of a cigarette. I took one puff, I was coughing, I couldn't figure that out. I took one puff of a cigarette once, I believe. But this is not an accidental. No one ever gave me any marijuana to try. Maybe I would have had access. I don't know. I hope I wouldn't have. But so that's not anything to be proud of for me. Maybe nowadays it's different. It's so accessible. So it's a bigger praise. A person could say, I never took a puff. But this for Yaakov Avinu to say, Reishis Kochi Reishis Oni, you know, this is not accidental. You know, he's a human being with typhus. And for Yaakov Avinu to be proud of it, that is very chashuv, tremendous kvishus hayetzer. And this fellow is the one we're talking about who's going out to war. And yet this person, who didn't do any other averus, and he was the ultimate tzaddik, the ultimate Yosef HaTzaddik, is the fellow who made one indiscretion, and look what it cost. Koshkein, how careful we have to be. In terms of the other Mar Makomos, which Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, by the Chazar Seshmuz, we'll try and just get into, there may be some kashas here on, you know, if does the puzzle fit. So I left in here, if anyone has any question they want to look at, might help the puzzle fit. We'll try and get into that tomorrow. Also, just one note, in my haste, the bottom right Das HaKeinim, which I think is here, is missing the first two lines. So you're starting in the middle of two lines into a Das HaKeinim. So if anyone needs to look that up, just know you're missing two lines of it.